I just came out from the opening of the dialogue series, really, on women engagement in political processes, which is being sponsored by ANMIS, UN, and also the government and the civil society, which I think is very important. Why is this dialogue important? You know, we have seen through the High Revitalization Forum process that the moment women came together with one voice, they have been very powerful in terms of really moving the different positions. And I have seen that myself personally when I was in Addis. Really, there are several occasions where there has been almost like a difficulty to move from one position to another. And when the women came in, the civil society together, they have been successful in terms of doing that and so on. But most importantly, really, this dialogue is more than just really the high-level revitalization forum. It's about bringing peace in this country. We have seen, I come from Mali, West Africa, and I have seen there that the moment women together, unified, they come with one voice and stand and say, enough is enough. We, because they are the one who bear actually the consequences of all this crisis which is there. That has always changed the course of history. So that's why I'm always glad to come and participate in this kind of dialogue, not only to give a message, but also to be able to listen to really the women. And I can tell you, both the speakers from the government who have talked, they didn't really talk only as government, they talked as women, meaning we are women, we have to come together to really save our country. And that's the most important thing. I think this dialogue for me is an important one. We'll continue to support this kind of dialogue because we do believe that it's through dialogue that peace can come in this country. And women really have an important role to play in that.
And what's your message to these women? Are you giving them a message of hope so that they can have this particular peace? What would you say to these women? How would you encourage them to continue the dialogue, to raise their voices?
I wouldn't have been in South Sudan if I didn't have hope that there will be peace in South Sudan. That's first of all that. So really, for me coming here, because the message is very clear. They already have the message themselves that they need to come together united with one voice to actually move the process of the peace. So we are here not only to bring a message of hope, but also a message of support to them. Because peace will have to come from them. Peace will come only from South Sudanese, not from anyone else. And this is really, I'm very encouraged, at least for some of the sessions that I have followed here, to see that this is really the spirit which is ongoing. And I would want to come back to see at the closing session to see really with which kind of resolution they came. Because already they have been very effective. Really on the second phase of the High Revitalization Forum, and they have played a fantastic job.